Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
You just gotta laugh at yourself, Trace. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Just gotta laugh at yourself, you know. Thank you all for joining us on another Thursday night edition of Kale's Corner with my host, the lovely Miss T. How are you doing today, Miss T?
I am doing excellent. I really am. Had some tests done. I'm waiting on the results. Make sure I'm good. People, go to the doctor. Get checked out. Mm. Even if you're not, even if you're feeling good, go anyway. But I'm doing great.
Hey. And I second those. I second those words because I'm telling you, you know, not to get too much into it, but. You know, I thought I was good. And the next thing I know, I'm high blood pressure, diabetes, just all this mess. And I'm like, wow, where did it come from? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How is this hitting me like this? And it just comes from not having routine visits to my doctor as I should. So, hey, Miss T is correct, y'all. Please. Because I love talking to you and I hate like hell to have to be talking about you. You know what I'm saying? So great way to open the show. Tonight we're going to be discussing these NBA playoffs and, I don't know how exactly I'm feeling about, Chris Paul. But the question was posed, has Chris Paul done enough in his career to be mentioned in the top five of point guards? Or do you think he needs the championship? Does he need to win the championship this year in order to be considered in the top five? So we're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss the latest in the MLB, you know, those Nationals have moved up from fifth to fourth place. Matt Scherzer is holding the NL East down as far as pitchers with a 104 strikeout statistic, and that is great. That is great. And the next man was at like 96, 97 to Matt Scherzer's 104. So, you know, we're going to discuss that and, you know, give some kudos to him on that. And I'm going to hold off on this. the Mayweather debacle.
Right.
You know, Because we pretty much got all that we wanted to get out Tuesday, but I wanted to give everyone a chance to say exactly, you know, what they feel or how that fight, you know, was to them and everything. So, with all that being said, goodness gracious, that's a mouthful, wasn't
it? Okay. Whew.
We're gonna take a quick break, and we want you guys to, you know, give this number out, 563-999-3782. That's our number. We want to hear from you guys. We want you guys to be a part of this conversation. Let's go,
You know, young rich niggas. You know, so we ain't really never had no old money. We got a whole lot of new money, though. Hey! Raindrops, drop top, smoking on cooking the hot pot, cooking, fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga. Hey! I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger, nobody. Call up the gang and they come and get gang. Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie, bad, cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30 to 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bougie, bad, cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30 to 100 rounds too. All set. Records on records, got backers, I'm riding around in a cool. I take your beat right from you. Bitch, I'm a dog, woo. Beat down her walls, loose. Hey. Hop in the frog, woo. I tell that bitch to come for me. I swear these niggas is under me. Hey. The hate and the devil keep jumping me. Back rows on me, keep me company. Hey, we do the most, yeah. Pull up and goes, woo. Yeah, my diamonds a choker. Holding up, I with no holster. Bah. Read the ruler, diamond cooler. This a roller, not a mule. Hey. Dabbing on them like the usual. Damn. Magic with the brick do voodoo. Magic. Court side with a bad bitch. Then I send the bitch through Uber. Go. I'm young and rich and plus I'm bougie. Hey. I'm not stupid, so I keep the Uzi. Records on records, got back ass so my money make.
Fucking on records, on records, on records, yeah. On records, on records. Yeah. Yeah, bad and bougie.
Bad and bougie.
Chris Paul, he finished the game with 17 points, 15 assists, and yeah. And as the Suns beat the goodness gracious, what?
Nuggets.
I'm Nuggets. Sorry, y'all. As the Suns beat the Nuggets 123-98.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mike Malone said that his Denver Nugget team quit, and. Yep. They just started allowing Phoenix to do whatever it is they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
I say as a coach, that's a bad look on you. That's a bad look on you. And you know, Malone has been known throughout his coaching career to say whatever he wants to say whenever he wants to say it. Meaning, he doesn't care about repercussions. He doesn't care about, you know, being fired, flak falling on him. None of that. He doesn't care about any of that. The only thing he cares about is getting the point out, which he has labeled the reason. So
I
watched that game. Now we one thing we have to remember, Denver is missing one of their superstars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
a big superstar.
A big part of what they do. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look at the history of the playoffs, we can even go so far as to say maybe the tables have turned and you know, Chris Paul is on the other side of that injury bug. You know what I mean? Because because normally he's the one, that is hurt and out of it. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that it's happening to a team he's playing against, actually, and if we think about it, two teams, because the Lakers, we saw them go through the same thing with Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe things are lining up in Chris Paul's favor for a change. We can't say that they are just like we can't say that they're not. You know what I mean? But I found it, you know, I don't want to say, I found it peculiar, you know.
Exactly.
Like, oh my goodness, things are lining up for Chris Paul. Maybe it is his time to, you know, and then when I turn on the TV, I hear the question, will not getting to the finals or losing in the finals be a crutch? I mean, be another bad mark on Chris Paul? And I was thinking about it, and I really didn't realize Chris Paul had a bad mark on him. Did you?
I was going to say, when did he get the bad mark? Where was the bad mark? That he, only bad mark I can say is the injury bug.
And you can't even really
speak for itself. Yeah, you can't blame a person for getting hurt.
Because everyone gets hurt, and
right.
I mean, this, lacing up your shoes and stepping on the floor. Only one thing is guaranteed. You're going to play a part of that game. But getting hurt or not, I mean, that's yet to be seen until the end of, you know, that series or whatever. So, you know, in short, it's not promised for you to not get hurt. You know what I'm saying? The athletes of today, the athletes of today, they put that out of their mind. You know what I mean? Getting hurt, getting injured, until they actually are hurt or injured, or until someone else is hurt or injured, then they'll think about it for a quick second. But once that person is removed from the court or the field, you don't even think about it anymore. So, but I mean, I was just wondering, you know, because I'm looking at Chris Paul and, you know, the questions are asked, and I'm like, you can't really say Chris Paul has, you know, any bad mark on him. You know, so to say if he loses in this stretch, it would be a bad, you know, bad mark on him. I think I think they're kind of reaching with that one.
Yeah. They just kind of tear that black man down. That's all.
Let's see. Oh, Lou, that was you. That was Lou.
Yeah,
Hold on, let me see. 57.
I hear you.
What's
hey,
up,
okay,
57?
Okay.
Hey, what's up, sis? How you doing? What's up, Kel? What's up, everybody else that's out there?
What's
hey,
up, soldier?
Chris Paul
what's up?
Should have been an NBA champion about 4 years ago. Or 5 years ago. David Stern stepped in when he was supposed to go to the Clippers and wouldn't let him go, remember? Because he said that the team was going to be too stacked, and he wouldn't let him go, and he nixed the trade, and he was a free agent. He was a free agent.
Yes,
you
he
know?
Was.
And I was
I
like, wow.
I forgot about that 57. Good look. Good look.
Yep.
I forgot about
yep.
that.
So anybody want to say Chris Paul ain't legit, they crazy.
Yeah, they definitely
right.
crazy.
Yeah.
Right, right. Because, hey, yep. man, I ain't even going to lie to you. He pulled a move on Millsap last night.
Huh.
I mean, he herky-jerky Millsap, I mean, and then hit his man with the assist down low for the 2 points. And I was like, man, yuck,
mm-hmm.
man, Chris Paul, he done found the fountain of youth down there in Phoenix,
okay.
man. But
mm-hmm.
you know that that's what they say. You go because it's sunny all the time in Phoenix.
Oh,
they
yeah.
don't go through the weather changes that we do. So they say if you have ailing injuries, go to Phoenix, and those injuries will become null and void. So I'm
wow.
really starting to believe that because I'm telling you, I watched Chris Paul play Millsap, man, like on a string last night, boy. I mean, goodness gracious. He herky'd and jerky'd the heck out of Millsap. I felt sorry for the boy after because, I mean, hey, if I ever seen broken ankles last night, them was a set of broken ankles, man.
I know one thing. If they don't, I'm not going to say they're going to win it all, but if Denver ain't got something, I mean, Utah ain't got something for them, it might be over with.
I'm going out there early, man. I'm stepping out there early, man.
Go ahead.
From what I've seen from the leadership of Chris Paul and the way
mm-hmm.
these youngins are rallying around him and
yes,
and doing what, huh?
I said yes, indeed.
What's that? Yeah, the way these youngins are rallying around him and you can see he's getting more and more comfortable each game.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting more mm-hmm. and more free-spirited with each game. And every year during the playoffs, there's one team that shows they're playing at a different level than everyone else. Now there's another team that is showing, well, we are playing good ball too, but there's always one out of the East or the West that you feel comfortable putting your money on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And right now, Chris Paul and those Phoenix Suns, I feel comfortable putting my money on them. Now, I'm not saying that they will beat the Nets. I'm not saying
right.
that Utah won't shock them. I'm just saying I would not be surprised at all if Phoenix isn't the one, the last man standing. I remember
yep.
them taking LeBron and his crew out, even though the injury is still a part of that story. And we have
right.
to, you know, we have to put that in, acknowledge it. Yes, thank you. That's why that's my co-host, man. I tell you, sometimes I just love that girl so much. But we
game.
Still have
injuries. Part
we
of
have
the game.
To. Injuries is a
part
of the game, man. We have to acknowledge.
Acknowledge that. AD should have been healthy. He should have been healthy.
You know. Come on, Sibby.
Anyway, you know him. He a Pittsburgh fan.
That's
anyway.
All matter crazy.
Hey, look, we always say next man up, right? Don't we always say that?
That's fact.
We
that's
always
fact.
Say that.
You know,
that's
fact.
But
you know, you got a coach.
You know,
you got a coach out there. He should have known that AD wasn't ready when he brought him back in the other series. He brought him back too fast. He should
have
known.
When
that.
You have players, when you have players on a team, a unit, a team, right? You have players that make upwards of 100 and some change millions, there you have to categorize them. There are some players that make that 100-something.
Wait a minute. All the time,
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait
I'm
a
sorry.
Minute.
My bad.
Can I get my point out?
Yes, sir.
When you have players that are making that $100 million that way, then it's hard. You can't – You everybody is not a top athlete. You can't have a team full of top athletes and top backups. You can't. There's no way to do that. So when your starter falls off or is injured, the next person that you're bringing in is going to be less than that person. That's just the sport. That's the game, you know, as it is. And you got your top echelon players and you have your second string players. And those
you know what?
Top echelon are the starters. Your second string are usually the guys that's on the bench. Go ahead.
Ain't it funny how this had the same situation you're talking about? That's what every team. You got your top echelon, and then you got your players on the bench. But the Spurs managed to win championships. They could bring a player off the bench and didn't miss a beat. You know why? Because their coach was a coach that knew how to play his players all through the season, so they would be used to situations where they had to step up. And they came in the game and they played like professionals. They won five championships.
I can go with that. I can go with that, 57.
They won five championships with the same nucleus. With the same nucleus. Now, 57, you just brought something out that I wasn't even thinking about. This is the effect. This is the bad side of these teams.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play with him, monopolizing and putting themselves together. I want to play with him. Oh, we're going to go all join team and play with this guy. Now, not only can teams not afford, because you say what you want, those guys that the Spurs brought off of their bench, they weren't sleepers. Ginobili. I remember Ginobili coming off of their bench. You know what I mean?
But they had guys
Big
like
Shot
Jackson.
Bob.
You know?
Jackson.
Exactly. You know?
Exactly. So,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, this, you know, before I lose my train of thought, because you know I am getting old, before I lose my train of thought, I wanted to say this about Chris Paul. If you watch any NBA game and you watch the teams that have genuine pure point guards, they're like having that's like having another coach on the team. You see, watch the division. Chris Paul is a pure point guard. He knows how to get the other players. He only had 17 points last night, and they still blew him out.
Yes,
you know,
15 assists. 15 assists.
Exactly. There you go. 15 assists. He made Booker look good last night.
Man, he made
that ball right there in the sweet spot. I'm serious. You know, you don't. That's a pure point guard. That's what they have. Chris Paul is a. I don't know what anybody's saying about if he doesn't win, it's gonna be a blemish. This dude, if it wasn't for the NBA, would have been a champion. But he's the best pure point guard I see in the NBA.
Because look, I said that when I was watching the game last night, right, and he was really like the like you said, he was the extra coach on the floor. Like he was like the floor general, you could say, like a floor general, and he was moving them guys around. He was getting on them. He was talking trash, and I told Dottane right there. I said, "Hey, when he retire, he gonna be a coach."
Yep.
Hold on. Before we get too far into, you know, Chris Paul is the man.
He deserves to be a
one other thing. One other thing, I have to hawk on, because we all know when the Wizards were playing, I would scream this all the time. The man had zero turnovers. Zero.
Oh,
he did not miss. That ball did not go into the wrong hands one time.
Ever.
One time. Him handling that ball. Now, when he sat down, you saw, okay, they need Chris. They need CP3 back out there. Because
absolutely.
that's when they were giving the ball up and having those turnovers. But while Chris Paul was out there, there weren't any turnovers. There weren't any that was his doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. And all the times he handled the ball, that man had no turnovers at all. And that, to me, is amazing in itself.
Yeah.
Well, I like their defense. Yep. Their defense came alive last night. Joker, he's a detriment, I think, to his team because he's slow, man. I don't care if he might be the MVP, but you're in the playoffs now. Regular
hold
season,
up,
the
hold
playoffs
up,
is two different.
But we didn't have a problem when that was the way Luka Doncic was playing. We just said that's his playing style. So now
Luka Doncic is faster than him. And he could do
way more than him.
Yeah, he's faster. Luka faster than him.
Yes. Yep.
Joker be jogging like he out of breath sometimes. Like I can't even make it down here.
I mean, he's a big dude.
I ain't taking nothing from him. I'm just saying that's how he plays sometimes.
I wonder how Embiid is feeling right now. Not winning MVP because I know he wanted that real bad. You know, yeah, you're right.
You know what kills me? Okay, I didn't get MVP, but I'm still in it and got a chance to not only be the MVP of the finals, you know what I mean, but win the championship. So,
yeah,
I mean, right. at the
They got to be like something,
you
know.
But you know what, Kale? They're going to come up out of there. I don't think they're going to beat the Hulk.
They are going to beat the Hulk. Philly is the stronger team. If you watch Philly joined, ganged up on the point guard, Trae Young, what's his name? Is that
mm-hmm.
him, right?
Trae Young. Yeah.
Really ganged up mm-hmm. on him, and he was stuck. He really couldn't do nothing. So,
They're going to adjust, and they're going to learn from that game.
Yep.
Watch what I
tell
you. They're going to learn from that game. And can we go?
One more thing about Chris Paul,
and then we can go back to the Hawks. I just wanted to say this. He didn't join no super team. Like,
nope.
Everybody, he is the veteran on the team. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody else, either 1 or 2 years in, rookies. So he's dealing with all that, too. So he bringing all the rookies, all the sophomores, all the juniors. He bringing all of them with him. It's nobody but him on that team that's running it like, you know, they doing their thing. I mean, it got crowded, but, you know.
That's
what are you going to do?
Debo said the powers that be didn't want him, Chris Paul, with Kobe for a reason. And Debo, that was Stern. That was Stern, the powers that be.
Stern stopped that whole thing.
Okay.
I couldn't remember who it was that they were trading him to. I thought it was the Clippers. But Stern stopped that whole thing. He stopped it all.
I think he's to the Lakers, though.
Was he going to the Lakers or was he going to the Clippers?
Chris Paul was going to the Lakers. Right. It was a three-team. One of those three-team deals.
That's right, my bad.
And Chris Paul was supposed to go to the Lakers.
Now,
and David Stern.
Team.
Yeah.
Hey, look. I want to say this real quick, if y'all don't mind. Jay Crowder has brought certain mentality to that team and a certain amount of hustle to that team.
When they were playing
against the Lakers, when he stood in LeBron's face and LeBron turned and walked away, I said, Jay Crowder bringing something else to this team other than just that ball playing, that mentality he bringing to that team.
Right.
Well, they call it a guy that's bringing his lunch pail. Jay Crowder is bringing his lunch pail. He's bringing his lunch pail, And he's not, you know, you got your guys that leave off campus and, you know, they got to go eat here and be shown there, this and that and the other. Nah, Jay Crowder, when they blow that whistle for lunch, he sit right down there on that court thinking and fantasizes on what he has to do to become better. Every team needs a Jay Crowder. Every team needs a Jay Crowder.
I'm serious.
That's
this boy's playing some ball. He playing some ball.
Wonderful things. They're going to be some wonderful things.
I still think Brooklyn is the team. If they get all three players together, healthy play.
I think it's going to be Brooklyn and the Nets. I mean, Brooklyn and the Nets. The Nets and the Suns.
And the Brooklyn might have to play Atlanta in the East to come out to play for the championship.
Yeah.
I don't know why you have so much faith in Atlanta. Atlanta is a young team, dog. They're a young
team.
And listen, I like their team.
What they did the other night was they underestimated Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons stepped up and had a good game. He had a very good game. So they adjusted. Doc adjusted. Okay, so now they got to adjust. And they got a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
They got a good team.
Mm-hmm.
They got some horses on their team.
Did.
So now they just got to adjust. And Trae Young got to realize, too, that every time you come down the floor, you ain't got to be the man. Pass the ball.
Right.
Pass the ball
around. And see, okay. Now, I'm so glad you came to that. There are things that you have to learn as a player in moving on and going to the next level, the things that you have to do. You just name one. Trae Young has to learn when to pass the ball, when to get rid of it, when in a timely fashion to make that assist. These are things that Atlanta has to learn. They haven't learned that yet. And Nate McMillan, he's a great coach, and he's put as much of the playoff experience in these young men that he can. But because they are a young team, you got to expect a hiccup somewhere. You got to expect a fall off somewhere. The fact that they've made it to this far is ultimate compliment. It is the ultimate compliment. But we don't know how this young team is going to handle things as the playoffs progress. That's all I'm saying.
Listen to this. They went to Philly, the Hawks went to Philly, and they stole one.
They already got one.
Right?
You really think they stole it?
They won it. They won it fair and square. But what I'm saying is, just like the Nets at home, they weren't letting the Bucks win them, beat them on their own floor. You see what I'm saying? So the Nets won two in a row in their own house. They did their job. Just like the Suns, they did their job. They won two at their own house. The 76ers did not do that. They're on their way to Atlanta for two games.
Thank you.
They better hope they can steal one day in there. The 76ers, they let the Hawks come to their house and win.
Okay. Debo told me to tell y'all, if y'all really believe the Hawks coming out of the East, go on down the live and bet on that.
Let me finish.
Go down to live and bet on that. It's not their time, and the NBA not going to let that happen. They're not going to allow that to happen.
Not
Atlanta's time.
Wait a minute, 57. Can you relay
Debo
a message back? Can you tell Debo
that
you said
he can hear you?
We're not saying that the Hawks is coming out the East. That's not what we're saying. We're saying they're going to beat the 76ers to go play the Nets. That's what we're saying. We're not saying they're coming out the East.
I don't think so.
Because we already know that Brooklyn is coming out the East.
Yep.
We already know that. Even without Harden. they already won two on their own floor without Hawks.
Dominated.
So we
dominated.
Right.
Them,
so we know that.
Yeah.
The Hawks is gonna beat the 76ers is what we're saying, sir.
Yeah, that's it. This one thing I do agree with Debo on is that the NBA got their priorities, and one of their priorities this year might to get Doc to the finals. That's the only thing I think will change how I feel about the Hawks and the 76ers, because I think the Hawks can beat them unless the NBA steps in and play that strong arm. Hey, we got to get Doc to the championship.
Well, they tried to do that the first game. The Hawks beat them with the bad calling and flagrant foul, dumb flagrant. They tried all that, and the Hawks was like, "No, we win this one game.
Yep.
We're gonna win this game right here." And they bought their hat, their pails, their lunch pails, they bought everything, and they won that game. See, that last game, they forgot their lunch pail.
The Hawks playing with house money right there. They playing with house money.
Yeah, they are. They weren't supposed to be there anyway.
Yeah.
So, hey.
You won one game at your opponent's arena. Now all you got to do is go back home and hold serve. That's all you need to do.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right, bro.
Yep.
That's all you got to do.
He said they're gonna let them beat the 76ers. Neither. Hold on. Nets and 76ers sell more tickets.
Call
them
in. You ain't got time to be
right.
Tell him KLK.
He's saying the Nets and the 76ers sell more tickets than the Hawks. So it's not.
Man, let Atlanta
the 76ers arenas was packed. You're talking about the same arena that threw popcorn on Westbrook. Their joint was packed.
So the Hawks be packed.
And
too.
The net.
I'm talking about standing room only.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But remember the Hawks drama came when they were playing the Knicks on their court. You know what I'm saying?
We haven't gotten to Atlanta yet. The first game you played is Philly. Wait till you get to
Atlanta.
My bad. We hadn't completely went to 100% yet. We were still at that limit of the amount of people you could have in your stadium during that first series.
But now
you can have capacity.
But now that's been lifted everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. This has been lifted. Atlanta hasn't had a home game yet since it's been lifted. Wait till they get to Atlanta tomorrow night.
Oh, my gracious. Mm-hmm. This will be standing room only.
Wait till they get
rappers,
to Atlanta tomorrow
all
night.
Singers,
yes.
Everybody going to be out.
Yeah.
Watch what I tell you.
That's what's up. We're going to take a quick one. 563-999-3782 is the number. Y'all, come on, get down with us, man. Now, I got a question.
I thought you had forgot to come back. I thought you had forgot to come back.
Nah, sometimes the music just get in me, man. Sometimes the music just take over. I just got to let it run. I love the Huckabuck. But is this a must-win game for the Greek Freak, Mr. Atetokounmpo?
Yes.
This is a must-win game, right?
Yes.
Because I think 3-0 would be a world of trouble.
I think
it'll be a world of trouble for them. And now, I'm going to be careful because I don't want nobody, you know, I don't want to step on nobody's toes or nothing. But this is what I was saying before this series even started about Giannis, about us hearing Chris Middleton and hell, even his brother. His brother's name more than he is. He's a star. He's a star on the team. I'm going to send an alert out to my man, the Greek Freak. Dude, you got to step up tonight. You got to step up tonight. Bad enough these people beat you without Harden. It's bad enough they beat you without Harden.
Yeah.
You take a three game. Man.
I haven't seen Kevin Durant with that kind of look in his eyes in a long time. It's a done deal for them. It's a done deal. I don't care if Harden comes back or not. Milwaukee done.
If Giannis, Kostas, Middleton and all the rest of that gang, if they don't show up tonight.
Yep.
I'm talking about with their hard hat, steel toe boots, and their lunch pail. Because you ain't going, ain't no in-between, ain't no going home, ain't no nothing. You need to come prepared. And if you don't come out with a W, I feel sorry for you for the next game because they're going to, they going to act like you ain't even come. Because they're going to crush you.
Yep. This is something the Nets showed us the other night. We know how to defend, too. We're not just an offensive team.
Oh, yeah.
We got a good defense.
Which surprised all get out of most of the league. It surprised most of the league because everyone was saying they can score, but can they stop you from scoring? And they showed we have no problem with that. We had no problem with that. And even I saw a little, and I got to give props to Steve Nash because he looks like he knows what he's doing out there. Seriously, as a coach. The way that they decided to let Giannis get whatever he wanted, just stop everybody else. And they brought Chris Middleton's name up, but it was more times with a miss. And surprised that he was missing the shots that he was missing. And it dawned on me. I was just sitting there. I was like, Chris Middleton really hasn't been hitting a whole lot of shots. What's going on with him? What's going on with him? So I started paying attention more. Guess what? They was double teaming him before the ball would even get there. They had men double teaming him, and it's almost like, and you can't just. I'm not just going to say this is Milwaukee. This is most teams. They're so infatuated and fixated on that 3-point shot. That you don't even have to worry about them putting the ball on the floor and trying to drive. You don't even have to worry about that at all. Just cover them out on that perimeter and pass the ball. Heavens to Murgatroyd, I'm not passing nothing. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? I'm not passing a thing.
Exit. Stage left.
You hear me? Heavens a murder. No. We're not
well, you know what?
This ball.
I mean, there's a difference when you went out tonight and played and you was the man, then, okay, tonight we need you to be the man. Chris Middleton is not that go-to guy. He's that guy that mm-hmm. comes off the bench, or he's out there that you go to when they done doubled up your star and he hits a J. He's not that guy, okay, you're going to be the man tonight and you're going to win the game for us. No, he's not that, not night in and night out. He's not that guy.
Only in regular season.
Only during regular season. There you go.
He don't know how to step it up in the playoffs. He don't know how to, like, turn it up. I don't even know if he got another notch to turn it
up. That's right.
Like, he
That's
might be
right.
playing at his potential right now. We don't know.
Oh,
I don't know him that well.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
And here's Giannis might not be able to turn it up no more either.
True fact.
Yep. I saw him struggle the other night. He struggled like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
He was struggling. Mm. He was. But he was struggling like Kale said. He was struggling like Kale said because he made his shots, he missed a couple, but they locked everybody else down. So it was like just him out there. He couldn't pass it to nobody, couldn't do it. You know, he was like handicapped. He was like he was playing with one hand almost.
Well, they threw his rhythm off.
Kale said. Yeah,
they threw his rhythm off.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
that's exactly what happened.
He could never find his way because they didn't give him any opportunity to by
mm-hmm.
throwing his rhythm
mm-hmm.
off. How did they throw his rhythm off? Like we said, double teamed. And you know, we're going to let you, you're going to be open from the 3-point perimeter all the way into the paint. And we'll give you those 2 points. We'll give you those 3 points. You're not going to have anybody else getting hot and helping you.
Yep.
So.
And if his game ain't on, Walker and what's the other guy's name to play on? If Giannis' game is not on, neither is theirs. For some reason.
Yeah.
They don't. They can't seem to. Exactly. There you go, sis. My bad. That's it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm 0-3 would be a treacherous. Really, to me, 0-2 is a bad spot to be in, for real. Seriously.
Yeah.
And you know,
but Mikael, even with Milwaukee, ain't nobody really stepping up. They got Holiday.
Nope.
He ain't. What is he? I mean, Lord, where his shot been?
He was on a holiday the other night.
DiVincenzo.
DiVincenzo.
That man was shooting out the world. PJ Tucker, where is he at? Jeff Teague on the team? They ain't played him yet.
Tucker
hurt. Tucker hurt. Yeah, Tucker is
hurt.
Yeah, Tucker is hurt. But
he had on a uniform. He didn't have on plain clothes at the game.
I think he over like a day to day or something like that. But he's not playing because
he's
hurt.
Where's Bobby Portis?
Yeah,
Portis
is
like
another
one. People that we was talking about.
Yep.
Like,
yeah,
Lord,
Portis is another.
They got more than just Antetokounmpo and Middleton. It's 15 more other people on the team.
Right.
I mean, big things. Like, where Jeff Teague at? Like, they just sliding him on down, just sliding him on.
These coaches. It's the conclusion that we all drawn. These coaches and their rosters during the playoffs and limitations of who we're going to put in and not put. It's crazy. It's hard to figure.
Yeah.
All I know, if I'm a head coach, I'm using everybody who has an opportunity to help me win. Okay?
You getting the
tonight
check?
Might be his night.
Be.
Tonight might be this one's night. You
Your
know,
night,
you never know.
Right. Yes, sir.
One thing I will say about Nash, Steve Nash has been throwing combinations out there with Phoenix. Phoenix coach. He's been throwing combinations out there with Chris Paul.
Oh, yeah.
You don't see
the
same five guys playing all the time. I don't understand it.
They play everybody almost on their team except for maybe like two or three, like three or four players. They play everybody.
And you know, there's one key to this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As a player, me being a player on the Clippers, I know who's going to play. Yeah, I'm going to practice. Yeah, I'm going to put into it because we never know with an injury or anything like that who's in. But if I'm on a team where my coach can call my name at any time, I'm focused, I'm into this game, you don't mm-hmm. want to step into a game. You don't want to step into a game not knowing the feeling because right. that's where you could get lost. That's where a coach could say, you know what, this so-and-so, I put him in to give him an opportunity, and he wasn't even ready to play. Oh, he'll never yeah. get any more time. He'll never get any more time. Yeah. And you can best believe that during the off season, he'll be traded. He'll be traded because I feel as though not only did he betray his teammates and let them down, he let me down as a coach by putting mm-hmm. him in there. You know? So, yeah, if I'm a player for a team where it's truly at any given moment type of call, I'm getting ready. When the lights are on or off, as if it's a any given moment type situation. But if it's one of those teams where, you know, all the same guys always play and this coach is only using a 7-man rotation, but the coach that I'm under, the coach that I play for, he's using a 10-to-12-man rotation. And at any time, my name might be one of those 10 or 12 that is called. So I got to be yeah. prepared. I have to be ready. So that's why we see a team where a coach can literally look down his bench and whoever he feels is going to give him that opportunity, he's going to go with him. He feels comfortable with him because he has no qualms about putting him in. Why? Because he's already played him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Debo said the Bucks were on TV praising the Nets like they're scared of them. If I'm in a uh-huh. fight, and even if I feel I can't beat you, I'm never going to tell you that. Where's the heart?
Exactly.
That's another part.
Ooh, no.
That's another part of Milwaukee.
Did you see whatchamacallit's coach? Denver's coach.
Who?
The way
yeah.
he just laid his team out there today. I mean,
yeah.
he just
yeah, you
laid
wasn't, you wasn't here. You wasn't here yet.
Yeah,
we
earlier.
Talked about Mike Malone.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, we talked
my
about
bad.
Mike
my
Malone.
Bad.
But Mike Malone has that. That's his M.O. That's how
yeah.
he is. But,
hey.
But to piggyback off of Debo point, when I heard Milwaukee talking about the net, I was like, dang. I mean, you do know you might end up having to play there, you know? And if they know they have your heart already, dog,
yeah.
why would you put yourself in that situation?
Yeah, that
why
makes
would
no
you,
sense.
Why, I mean, it makes no sense. It makes no sense. I like the players' answers that are usually like, we'll see when we play them. I'm not
yeah.
worried about them right now. We got to worry about these people right now. You know what I'm saying? We'll
yeah.
know where we
yeah.
are when we play them. And that's
one
all
game at a time.
Too. One
yeah.
game
yeah.
at a time.
One game at a time.
I like
Five,
to make
six,
a prediction.
Yeah. Go ahead.
When we come back. I like to make a prediction when we come back.
Gotta work. 563-999-3782 560-999. Y'all trip. 3782. We'll be right back, y'all. I get lost in that one. I get that's lost nice. In that one. Come on. Come on, 57.
Nice. I predict that next year, Kawhi Leonard.
Right, man.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard will be a Washington Wizard.
Whoa.
So they're not.
Man.
They're not going to win. All we got to do is spend the money. Because they're not going to win against Utah. They're not going to beat them.
I don't know if I want them here, man. Seriously.
Why not?
I don't know if I want because I don't want that headache, man. They'll be more interested. This is Washington, man. And they're more interested in the story than the playing. You know what I mean? And I don't want another story. I don't want another story to come here further behind the eight ball, man. You know what I mean? That's a good idea.
Any big name we get is going to do that, though, Kel. Any big name we get that's already in the NBA is going to do that to us.
Not like a guy who's fresh off a trip to the NBA Finals.
He's not going to the NBA Finals.
You don't think Kawhi? So you're saying?
No.
So he thinks
Clippers is gonna miss it again. He's saying the Clippers are gonna miss it again this year.
Yes.
If the Clippers do miss it, then I can see that working. But if the Clippers go all the way to the finals and don't win, I do not want Kawhi Leonard on the Washington Wizards. No.
They're not going all the way. I'm gonna tell you that right now. They're not going all the way.
No, they're not.
To be honest, the Wizards have who they need, man.
We need another score. If Brian was healthy,
he'd have been another score.
Yeah.
He'd have been another score if he were healthy.
How long did
Treese and I complain about the play of Lopez? If our center wouldn't have gotten hurt, then Lopez wouldn't even have been here.
If he's available. If he's available, I'll take any day. He ain't got no baggage.
Do you remember saying money ain't good money? Do you remember that?
That's what Kawhi is.
All money ain't good money.
Hey, he's going to be a bit, but look, Tree, if he was available.
I'm just saying all money ain't good money.
If he was available and the Bulls could get him, would you get him?
Absolutely.
Marcus, come on in and save me, Marcus. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Marcus.
What's going on? What's up, family?
What's up, Marcus?
Hey,
what's up, baby boy?
What's up? I can't call it. It's another day.
Hey, Marcus, would you take Kawhi?
Yes, man. I'm not giving up too much for him.
Conditions are right, though, Marcus.
Say conditions are right, money wise, trade wise, and everything. What you go get?
As long as he's not
affecting my home and what I'm trying to build. Yeah, I take him. for the right conditions.
Yeah.
But if he's got that craziness that one of them midlife crisis type situations that we talked about before. Yeah, I don't want
him. Absolutely you know, not.
I'll pass for number two,
Marcus, if you come in there acting like he.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It'd be like and Gilbert Arenas all over again.
Yeah,
be
so
just
far,
like Gilbert Arenas.
That's exactly
but so
what
far,
you,
other
what
than leaving,
said.
Other than leaving San Antonio, that's the only time he's had any grumblings in his career. He left Toronto and went to the Clippers with no problem. They knew he was going.
Yeah, they knew he was going.
I agree with you though, Marcus. As long as there ain't no headaches and that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, well, for me, how long has he been in the league? How long has his body worked? How old is he?
Oh, man. He's been in the league
since 91. I said since 91.
No, not 91.
I was about to say, Dad, he like 100 and something.
2011.
Basketball ain't as bad as football, but it's kind of the same. Boxing, all of them mm-hmm. kind of got the same life expectancy.
Yeah.
He's 29
years old right now.
Sometimes it's just not worth it. Like Kale was saying, man.
Yeah,
we don't need him. You know, he basically a senior citizen in the game. Oh,
whoa, Gabe, really for real? But he ain't playing like that though, Marcus.
Nah,
I know, but he just all I'm saying is he never hurt.
Yep. So you consider 29 in the NBA like past that point?
No,
I'm glad
you know,
I ain't
like going
NBA.
Down here.
I'm saying you going downhill. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? You a couple years, you all it takes is one injury, one, you know what I mean, and you going downhill from this. And a lot of times Washington is known across the board, not just basketball. I know we talking about basketball, but getting Jokers right there, going downhill and spending too much money.
That's true.
And that's all I'm referring to.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
D.R. Sanders.
Oh, man.
Hey, no. See, you
Ryan
know what?
Fitzpatrick.
We know who's really hurting 57 with this
man.
Washington football team because he's always
–
you know what? I'm going to say this. My father used to tell me, son – when they pick something out on you and they keep talking about it and keep talking about it and keep talking about it, that's usually because they want it for themselves. So 57, you keep right on screaming about Fitzpatrick this and Fitzpatrick that. But you're doing nothing but proving my point. Your quarterback is a cement mixer and you want something better.
Hey, bro.
And guess who the backup quarterback is?
If I pick an apple up off the ground and it got a hole in it, 9 times out of 10 there's a worm in it. So ain't no need to be telling myself it ain't a worm in there. You done picked yourself up an apple that got a worm in it.
That's why we pick up off the tree. We don't mess with the ground.
Hey, look, excuse me, Kale. You didn't pick your quarterback up off the tree, bro. He been off the tree for a long time. He just been kicked around from yard to yard, and he having to roll over to yard.
Oh,
and you know why? You know why? Because he has value everywhere he goes. Can you say the same for your man?
All right. Hey, look. Wait till your apple turns into
Answer my question.
Wait till your apple turns into apple turnover.
Hey, kid.
Wait, will you wait?
Hey,
what's up?
Hey,
what's
kid.
Up?
Whenever we get into it with this guy, it takes up like 30 minutes.
Steve,
listen,
Marcus, I already agree
with
you.
It takes like 30 minutes. I'm going to get you some Preparation H, bro. I'm going to get you because I know you butthurt, sir. You butthurt. All right.
You know what? That's what I look.
You butthurt, dog.
Hey, look. I grew up playing the dozens.
Because we went in
I grew up playing the dozens.
Them.
And you always know you
them
got them when they,
listen,
when they get
bro.
Personal. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, personal. Personal.
I love it. I love
it. We was talking about basketball. We was talking about, hold on. No,
yeah.
no.
Yeah. You open, like they say when you're in the courtroom, when you open up the door, or you was the first one to say something about football. So you open up the door, sir. So I just stepped in. That's all. That's all.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Tell us how your backup quarterback going to do. What he going to do?
Hey, you know what?
Because
you know something? Let me tell you something.
What?
Y'all dogged him, sent him away and everything. So now we got him. He's going to learn under Ben, and he's going to end up being a good quarterback.
Okay. We're going to leave him.
Hold on, I got a question.
Go ahead, bro. I love you,
57.
Bro. 57.
57.
Yes, sir.
How did we dog him? I need details. How did we dog him?
Hold on. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and tell you my... Hey, look.
Hold on.
Let me say this to you.
Come on. Answer the question.
Hold on.
Answer the question.
This is my personal opinion. That's all I'm saying. Okay? The guy made a couple of mistakes. Okay, that was one thing. Then you put
on
him in the game.
Field.
Hold on. On and off the field. Okay.
Okay.
Then
go ahead.
You put him on the field, but behind an inferior offense, and you ask him to go out there and win games for you when you already behind. And he a rookie. Come on now. And then what happens? You leak all this information to the press, and then the press jumps on him, and you know what happens when the press in Washington, D.C. get on you. Mm-hmm. You might as well hang it up. You're done.
Hey, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I say one thing?
It's your show,
Phil. If you're in a driving class, when you're behind the wheel, you have to do everything that constitutes driving, okay? You have to do everything that constitutes driving. Haskins, and I don't know where this false opportunity is coming from, but 57, you're not the first person outside of Washington that I've heard say that. That man was given every opportunity to be a good quarterback.
Hold on.
No,
he
hold
didn't
on,
take
on.
Advantage.
No. No, he didn't.
Wow.
Y'all only gave him 4 weeks. Y'all only gave him four weeks. And then y'all out of it. But I think that's just me.
But look, it's several different things that we talk about. I want to talk about what 57 said. He said that.
Yeah, I know those were his personal opinions.
I know. But that's what I'm saying. Because he said we did him dirty. Because he made the statement we did him dirty. Now, you
because
said that.
Y'all
we
don't
got
to be mad at him because those is personal, you know, don't.
Go ahead and let the man make his point. We all grow. Ain't nobody in their feelings.
I just talk passionate. I ain't mad at him. I still got love. But I'm just merely stating the fact. What happened was with the media, you saying that we leaked it and all this kind of. Now we have been known to do stuff like. Hold on. See, you going off history. We have been known to do that at times. This boy leaked it himself. He was in the strip club. Mm-hmm. Social media is big, bro. Half the stuff that he was doing, you can't hide from the camera. You can't hide from the camera. You can't do nothing no more. Did nobody tell that
he
dude
wasn't
to go do
he
that?
He wasn't hiding. He was taking pictures
that's
with his girl on his lap.
That's what I'm saying. It's not we leaked that junk.
What
no,
that got to do with football?
Hey, hold up.
About the locker room stuff.
What about the locker room stuff? Let me say this. Okay? What about when the team wins a game, the coach is looking for you, and you're on the sideline taking selfies with fans?
That was his first game, Kale. Come on. First game, rookie.
It does not matter.
How many quarterbacks have had a first game that didn't do that?
Hey, look.
That is wrong, y'all.
Marcus,
that is wrong.
Let me say this to you. Y'all so desperate to have a winner. Y'all so desperate to have a winner that y'all jumped on that boy with both feet and didn't give him a chance to learn anything or grow up, and you shipped him out of town.
I have to tell you, when I was getting there by asking these questions, bro, if we didn't have Ron Rivera as a head coach, man, I would go with you on that. I would really go with you. But Ron Rivera.
He didn't want him.
But that's what I'm trying to explain. But he gave him an opportunity to see what he had.
No.
And some of the stuff. Mm-hmm. Let me finish what I'm saying. See, you're only going off of what you've seen in those games. Ron Rivera had more details than we had. He's seen him in practice. He's seen him in the locker room. He's seen his rapport. He's seen all of that. So it's a big difference. And if that man cut that boy. Regardless of whether he probably didn't have the skills.
But like you said, Ron Rivera seen him in practice. I don't know when he seen him in practice because he was at he was doing his cancer treatment, so he wasn't hardly there to see the man. So I'm trying to figure out when did he.
He was still present.
Halftime he was sick, he was in his room, or at the hospital.
Well, he was doing chemo.
He had his other people looking out and reporting back to him, telling him what was going on.
Oh, coaches don't
and
have staff
And the people that
were
reporting
no
back to him saying they don't like him.
I'm about to ask you that. So his staff's opinion means nothing there. If Ron Rivera wasn't there,
everything they didn't, none of them liked them, Kale. So only one person coming back telling them, you know, reporting to him and telling him what's going on. That's the person that don't like him. They want him out.
Wow, that's so easy to say.
Everything we're saying on this phone is speculations, even down to our opinion.
Yeah, but that's why I'm going.
You know what I mean?
So none of us was there.
Y'all probably didn't want RG3 to go either, right?
Look, here's the Pittsburgh fan. I'm just asking questions.
Big boy, you here with us, big boy.
Come on and break this up, man.
Hey, look, man. Let me let you know something. When you swim, and that hand connect, the only one that's going to holler is the, you know what, you just slapped. That's what happened to Pittsburgh. And if you listen to the 67, a lot of his logic is based on that pain. You know what I'm saying? A lot of his logic. Look, and forget about what Haskins did off the field. I'm not even thinking about that.
Right.
When he got on the field, he looked confused.
Yeah,
he did. When he got on the field,
damn, this game too fast for me. That's going to change in one offseason.
You stick him in a game behind a washed-up front line. He ain't even got nobody to block him.
That's the same washed-up front line that gave Yaya first L.
No, hold on.
Hey, look,
big boy.
I know you.
Hey, big boy. Big boy, it's the same offensive line that had Alex looking all world. It's the same offensive line that Heineke came out there looking all pro.
Exactly.
Hey,
hold on.
That is
the point. You're saying that offensive line, it was on them. These the same offensive. This is the same group of men that came out with different quarterbacks behind them and looked all pro. Heineke was studying for his exam.
I thought you knew football. You done took a guy that's been in the league for 20 years and put him behind that line, and you just got rid of a guy that's only been in the league for 4 games, and you put him behind that line, and you're going to say that he don't know what he's doing.
And they both look good.
No, he don't.
They both look better than Haskins.
No.
They both look better than Haskins. Say that they did.
Heineke had a chance to sit over there and study a little bit longer than Haskins.
Oh, man.
They gave Heineke to take the snap behind the first. He got Heineke on Monday,
and he played on Sunday.
Heineke came from college.
He was taking his bar exam. Heineke was taking his bar exam. Let me answer your question.
Because
you asked a question, let me answer your question. I know that you know. This answer is going to blow your whole statement out of the water, because the year before, Heineke was with Carolina. That is why they took the chance on him. He didn't play, though, 57. He didn't play.
He still had more experience, bro. That's still experience. You're in the NFL. That's experience. Haskins didn't have that. That's all I'm saying.
Would you take Haskins on your team?
I would take Haskins on my team because in the 49ers, where we at, no, I'm talking about when he first came, you know, to the league or whatever, we would have set him down. We would have set him
I'm
first.
Talking about right now.
He's going to have to sit down.
I'm talking about right now with things being as they are.
I would take him. Let me, I'm only reason why I'm going to tell you why I would take him. I would take him now because he's more humble and he's more willing to learn. We don't know that. I've been following him. We know that he's been saying the right thing.
But everything that you just named, we are only going to know that through him proving it to us.
But it starts with the language. It starts with the language. At first, he was coming out saying stuff, doing record things. You ain't seen him on no internet. You ain't seen him on no social media. Nothing. He has learned his lesson. Trust me. He has learned his lesson. It's no other job that you can go to and make this kind of money throwing the ball. He understands that now. So you agree that
it was some ignorant stuff that he did here that he's saying he's no longer going to do. That wasn't the only reason why he left.
You went to a team.
It don't matter, 57, he's gone.
Hold on, let me say this, if you don't mind me saying this. Okay, If Haskins was to go to San Francisco, fresh out of college, San Francisco got the capability to set him on the bench and let him learn. They ain't got to stick him straight in there because they don't need a quarterback like that. Y'all needed a quarterback, and y'all put him in there. You knew he was a rookie, and when he made mistakes both on and off the field, like a 20-year-old might do, what did y'all do? Y'all sold him out.
Yep, they highlighted him, showed him out there.
Certain things that he was doing,
he shouldn't have been doing. That's fact.
That's true.
He shouldn't have been doing certain things that he was doing, but he was freshly new to the NFL, and he figured, hey, let me do this, let me do that. I'm 20, I'm do this, I'm do that. Ain't nobody telling me I shouldn't do it. Ain't nobody telling me I can't do it. He didn't have nobody to hold his hand.
You know, it's funny to me. It is so funny to me. It is so funny to me. The understanding for immaturity that people have when it's not on their team, when it's not concerning them.
Knock him.
We have an understanding for the immaturity. Okay. Come on, Clay.
And I like Washington. You know, I like y'all team. I root for y'all, like I always say. I live right here. So I was rooting for him. It was just certain things that he was doing that wasn't meshing with Washington. And that's okay. Y'all got rid of him. He landed on his feet in Pittsburgh. And let's see what he do when he finally get a chance to get out there. Like you said, Kale, that's the only thing that's going to prove that he's learned his lesson is when they put him out there.
He don't have his chance. He gonna have his chance.
Absolutely.
He gonna have his chance.
This Marcus.
Backhanded compliment.
I thought you was big boy talking.
Oh yeah. Marcus good.
Yeah. What you saying? Ben gonna mess up?
No. I ain't saying that.
Ben ain't gonna make it through the whole season.
He's gonna get hurt. Exactly. Come on,
Flashy. You in the conversation, baby. I'm sorry. They just got me heated talking about my boys. Go ahead.
I know that's right.
This is good stuff. I agree, though. These kids come into the league. They are green broke. I mean, they don't know.
Yeah.
And they think it's a, you know, their big dream. And they don't have anybody guiding them for the most part. It depends on which club these guys go to.
Mm-hmm.
Some are better than others, you know? And I've always said that it's terrible the way they expect these kids to come in and play like they've been, you know, they're 25 years old and they've been around the league for a while when they are, you know, bright lights, big city, you know, all this money thrown in their face, and they don't know how to keep their act together.
Yep.
They need somebody in the club, in the organization, you know, who takes care of these rookies, you know?
I agree.
Johnny Manziel.
That's what I say, I say, when they come into the league, they need a mental. They need a veteran mentor to be assigned to them.
That's right. That'd be a great deal. You know, whatever happened to the rookie orientation, I don't even think they have that anymore.
Last year, a lot of stuff was cut out because of the pandemic. But trust me, they're going to get back to that this year. You know, we missed out on a lot last year. Training camps and OTAs and everything. So I agree with you. When Johnny Manziel was going through, I was like, you know, why is there nobody to talk to him? You know, I saw the talent. He just didn't have it between the ears, you know. He was a knucklehead, you know. Just a plain old number. I say the same thing about Haskins. You know, Haskins showed promise. He showed signs of being a good quarterback. But Haskins' problem was he wanted to celebrate before it was his time to celebrate. RG3, okay? RG3, dude, you're in the NFL now. Your father's advice, that was when you were 5, 6 years old playing Little League. You didn't listen to your father that much in high school nor college, which is why you were drafted where you were drafted. You should be listening to the people who are paying you, okay? No, he wanted to listen to his father. He wanted to stay out to practice and work out with his father. I mean, they look like father and son down Anacostia Park somewhere. Nah, bruh. You're at Redskin Park. You know what I'm saying?
But they allowed it.
You should be listening to. Exactly. They did allow it because he was Dan Snyder's pick. Now,
well,
now we have a whole.
Y'all don't grab people until they in trouble. Y'all don't grab people until they in trouble.
57. I'm gonna ask you to be quiet until you a Redskin fan. I'm going to ask you to be quiet until you a Redskin fan, 57. You come in here with them loud blurts and them. Yeah, I know he is for real.
Real. He don't got to be a fan. He just got to stop being a hater. Stop being butthurt.
Oh, that ain't gonna happen, bro.
You don't got to be a fan.
All I got to say is this.
That ain't going to happen, Marcus.
No. I love y'all like brothers. I love you like brothers and sisters, but I ain't going to never like your team, so you can hang that one up.
Well, then you're going to stop treating us like a dirty sock you just pulled off. You're going to stop treating us like a dirty sock.
Hey, Kale, because y'all treat everybody dirty. Y'all don't do right, man. Y'all don't do right. Y'all treat certain players a certain way, and you treat players dirty. You let that boy get into trouble and everything.
You guys
and
don't.
No, we don't. Yes, you do. We couldn't stop Antonio Brown. The New England Patriots couldn't stop Antonio Brown. The only thing he wanted was go down to Miami and hang out.
Oh my goodness. Hold on. Did I just hear you give New England props?
As a Pittsburgh Steeler, you're saying to me,
even New England couldn't, man.
Hey, look.
You'll go anywhere to make your point.
Like Petey Green say, I speak the truth. Nothing but the facts, baby.
Yeah, and Petey Green got shut down, right?
Are you getting ready to mute me? You getting ready to mute me?
you need to be muted, bro.
Petey, you about to be in mute city.
I know.
Where was he developed at?
Oh.
That's the question. Where was Antonio Brown when he was a youth? Where was he developed?
When he was with us?
Where did he develop all of his skill? Where was he at as a youth?
He was with Pittsburgh. He was with Pittsburgh, right?
He was with us. So you can't say anything about you can't even mention New England. He's a grown man by the time he got to New England.
Hold on, bro. Where he was mentally is on. You misunderstanding. Were you misunderstanding me? All I'm saying to you, when he went mental, we did everything we could to try to hold him down, except offer him the whole kitchen sink. He left us. That's right, because we weren't going to give him all of that. We never do.
We don't play that game.
He left us, and he went to New England, and New England tried to give him a little bit more, and he didn't like that. He left there.
57, you missing what I'm saying. You're not addressing the issue.
No,
what I'm telling you is how he...
No, I'm not. I'm not saying what you want me to say.
Y'all let him get there. Y'all let him get there.
How do we let him get there?
Because
as the best player on our team, we gave him more leeway than we gave other people. That right there, you normally do that for the best player on your team. And he was the best player. He was the best player on our team until he decided he wanted the whole team. He didn't want Ben to throw the ball to nobody else but him. When Juju got there, he didn't want the ball going to Juju. He wanted the ball. He was jealous of the rookie coming in, and the second year got worse for the fact that he just wanted to leave. Hey, bruh, you can't tell me about my team, bruh. I am not the worst team.
But you can sit here for hours telling us about – man, 563-999-3782 is the number. Man, you boy, he said you we're going to take a quick one. It's always 67, I'm telling you. I'm sorry, y'all. 57 just
well,
57 said you can't tell me about my team. That's all anybody on here is doing is talking about everybody else's team.
Hey, look, all I'm going on is all I'm trying to tell you is this. I know why Antonio Brown left. That's all I'm saying. I know why he's gone. You know, but I live in D.C. And one thing I know about this area lives and breathes the Washington football team. You know, we root for the Capitals, we root for the Nationals, but this area, if you're a football fan and you like the Reds, I mean the Washington football team, that's all you talk about. So I hear everything just like you do, Marcus, just like everybody else do. And when y'all out there dogging your players like y'all do, I'm going to speak on it.
Well, one thing you need to remember, and I learned this the hard way. A lot of the people that are reporting, putting these stories out, they're not true Washington fans. And they are, just like we are, putting our opinion out there. The only difference is they're putting their opinions out to the masses. So don't believe everything you hear when it's a reporter claiming to be this or that and the other when it's come to this Washington football team. Because a lot of the stuff that they report is their feeling, their opinion. It's not actual fact.
Well, you accept what you want to accept. You know, you take what's good for you and leave the rest behind. So No, I'm not.
But you're reciting some of that stuff that was opinion. You're reciting some of the stuff that was opinion.
Y'all got rid of Haskins. That was an opinion.
Fact.
Haskins was at the strip club. That was an opinion. Haskins was on
the sideline taking a picture
while the game was going on. That was opinion.
Fact.
Y'all ran Haskins.
No, that was fact.
That was an opinion. That was a fact.
Opinion.
That was an opinion.
Okay.
Hey, I'm just saying. I don't want to ruffle no feathers. I don't want nobody.
But you know what?
I'm happy to be
a representative of an organization that are holding people to the fire. I'm happy to be a part of that. I'm happy.
Holding people to a fire. You would have won more than you won in the last 30 years.
We won you. We beat you.
57.
Real talk. 57 again.
How many of them games, how many of those four games
who is it,
that boy played? Yeah. How many of those four games that Haskins played, I'm talking about 57, did you actually watch?
I watched all of them because y'all the only thing that was on TV at the time. Yeah, I watched them all.
Are you absolutely sure you telling the truth?
Yeah. Hey, bro.
No.
I can say you're not because two of those games was prime time and Pittsburgh was playing too. So now you're telling me you watch Haskins over?
That's not true.
Okay.
That's not true.
Wow.
Because they don't play at the same time y'all play.
Well, that's right.
One,
there was one game that you had to watch was when we beat the hell out of y'all. So
yeah, you know that bull crap again.
But Haskins wasn't playing, though.
No, Haskins wasn't playing. But look, Marcus. I watched all four of them games.
Okay.
The only reason why I asked you that
57 because I was going somewhere, bro. I'm asking you that because you're telling me a lot of what other people have said, and that's what Kale is just addressed. Those are other people's opinion of what they saw. If you're telling me that what you saw on the field, hold on, because that Haskins was this developed quarterback. Right, who just came into the league that we didn't give an opportunity given the circumstance. Right, that's what you're saying. Given the circumstance, because we needed him to play right away. That's what we needed.
Say undeveloped. Undeveloped.
Yeah, but that's the point. He was undeveloped. He only had a year in college. A year.
Okay.
Hold on. Listen to me. We took him. Yes, we did.
You make
a
point.
The point is we did take him, right? But regardless he has a job. And once we see that he cannot fulfill that job, right? It's better for us to cut bait if we can't develop him. We don't have we don't even got time to be. It helps him out because now he can go somewhere with somebody who can slow walk him because he need to be slow.
But then all you did, bro, was help him out. Because I don't see where you went out and got another quarterback that's going to do any more for you.
Honestly, that's your opinion. I feel you.
But as soon as we
sat him down, we won. And then we beat y'all right behind it. We just was beat. And I'm not trying to be funny or nothing, but y'all are a good team.
Your defense. At the time that you beat us, and before you played us and beat us, your defense was stepping up. Your defense was coming together, or should I say, had come together, because y'all had beat a couple of other teams before you played us.
But your defense had come together. Big boy mentioned it. The game was too fast for him. It was too fast.
It might have been too fast, but you throwing a rookie behind an insufficient offensive line.
But how many rookies?
And you asking him, I don't care about how many rookies, not that rookie. That rookie did.
That's the point.
He didn't catch
that's
on
the
to
point.
The game.
So
but it was your job to teach him the game. You knew.
Bro,
so you going out just drafted. So excuse me, though, Marcus. Come on now.
Right.
Let's make sense about this. Let's make this sound right. You going out drafting players. You going out drafting players that were in college that you don't know that their head ain't capable to pick up what you need them to do. And you bring them onto your team? Didn't you go to the combine? Didn't you play attention?
But we didn't.
You mean your personnel people? They didn't know this. Come on now,
confused, man. You going against your own?
You
point.
Going?
You
going?
No,
you
all I'm saying is y'all.
You
all I'm telling you is that
hold
y'all,
on,
y'all
let him make his point,
and then y'all got rid of.
Let me make my point.
Go ahead,
see,
brother.
I gotta do this with them other folks. Look, the point of the matter is you proved our point. You said other rookies were able to come out and do it. He wasn't.
I didn't say
and
that.
That's our whole point. You did just say that.
No,
you,
I didn't.
Other
I said
were able to come out.
Y'all said that. I didn't say that.
Marcus said it.
Yeah, I saw
it. But the point
Marcus
of the matter
that.
Is that's what and Marcus said it to prove that point.
Right.
He should be able to do what the other rookies could, but he couldn't.
Yeah.
That's why we got rid of him.
But it's your job. Hey, look.
That's
hold
why
on.
We started.
Hold on.
But look, you
go ahead.
Look, man,
go
you
ahead.
Can take a
go
horse
ahead.
To the
my
water,
bad.
But you can't make them drink. You can take
I'm
a horse
stop.
To the water, but you can't make them drink.
I'm
going
to
stop.
Doing what
I'm going to stop.
He needed
to do.
Okay.
He wasn't doing
okay.
what he needed to do. I
so
mean,
how,
am I
how did you evaluate that rookie from the time you got him from college to the time you put him in there for four games? How did you evaluate it? You know, how did you look him over? How did you spend time with that rookie that you spent the money
he,
on
he
and drafted him number one?
He was out there competing for that job just like everybody else. That was his time to make personal preparations. The team
so
is going to
feel
him
like
there. Physically, the team is going to give him the knowledge. But if he don't
so
take
do
time
like,
to do it, he going to parties and everything. You're a rookie.
Just like
you
got to
make smart decisions, and you can't blame the team for saying, okay, I don't care what his skill set is, he's not making smart decisions, and then that transfers to the football field with the way he's playing. You don't
yeah.
keep that. You don't keep that around. We're talking about making sense of it. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about making sense of it. If you got a car that ain't getting you from A to B, ain't getting you where you need to go, guess what? It's time to get another car.
If you go out there,
go get it
if you go, look.
How about get that
get,
car?
Go get that.
We might not have no money
you.
To get a new car. You got to get that joint fixed.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey,
okay. 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 Either which way, whether you get a new one or you're fixing it, you're making the necessary adjustment to accomplish what a car is for.
If
right?
your engine is good and your tires all busted up, your tires all busted up, your spark plugs ain't running right, then it doesn't matter if you just put a new set of tires
look,
on your car.
Look, what are you, a Ford Pep boy now? You the
no,
Ford Pep boy now?
I'm just saying, since y'all brought up a new car, all you did was
I mean,
go out
you
there
going all into that. Well, let's say this. Let's say this.
On an old, dilapidated offense.
Okay, look.
What?
Let's say this. The engine was Haskins' heart, Haskins' mind, okay?
Maybe so.
The engine had problems, man. The engine had problems.
Y'all didn't have the patience. Y'all didn't have the patience to work with it to
see
if you could turn it around.
If they put him in.
You know, y'all said what y'all did was y'all dealt with a quarterback with a broken leg, and then you even brought Henneke in there. But you had to
let's think about that. Let's think about that.
And your
1 minute.
Line got
Wait a minute, 57. Wait a minute, 57. Let's think about that for 1 second, okay? This guy is so insufficient as a quarterback that I actually have to choose between a guy that we picked up off the street and a guy with one leg to play as a starter. And guess what? When both of them got their opportunity, they played better than him. Thank you.
Rookies.
I rest my
they're
case.
They're not rookies, though, Kel. They're not rookies, though,
that doesn't. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Y'all just going to keep throwing
go.
Excuses. Y'all keep throwing excuses out
hey, look,
there for
hey,
that
Kel,
dude, man.
Hey, Kel, what if Cleveland had got rid of Baker Mayfield? What if Cleveland had got rid of Baker Mayfield? Yep.
Yeah,
I didn't hear
you. They seen something
so
y'all
see something y'all get that
rich
told that man sign on the dotted line.
He
goes, $15 million. What's his man name? The first man y'all had on y'all team had that number 7, Joe Theismann. Call Joe Theismann. Joe Theismann route for him. He good. He just needs a little work. You know, he good.
Yep, he sure
That's
did. He sure did.
Go.
And where is Joe Theismann? Where is Joe Theismann? Thank you for bringing his name up.
You know what?
Living off of his past accomplishment. And I ask you, how many microphones or cameras have been stuck in his face since he said that about RG3? I mean, excuse me, about Haskins. I'll wait. Not one. Not over the landscape. He has not been heard from. Where is he?
When they traded him, they talked to Joe Theismann, and that's when he was saying that he was young and he needed time and somebody needed to develop him, all the stuff that 57 was saying. He did come out and say that. But he hasn't been heard from since he said that.
And he also said you put that boy in a difficult position because you needed a quarterback right away that could go out there and win games for you, and Haskins wasn't that guy right now. And he wasn't.
That might be so. But do you play to win? You play to win if you can, right?
You can't put no rookie in the game. You can't put no rookie in the game and expect him to win to take you to the Super Bowl.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Unless you're Kansas City.
Hey, look.
Special teams, offense, defense, everything got to be clicking in order for that rookie to have some type of success.
But the point is, if you have somebody who can give you a win, you go with the person that can give you a win. Ain't no spinning.
Yes.
This ain't no moral victory. I'm supposed to hold this boy's hand and lose the whole season?
No, I'm just saying give him more than four games. Look at that Herbert Daniels from New York.
They gave him what he earned.
They gave him what he earned.
How many of them had stories out about them partying? How many of them had stories out about them making bad decisions off the field? See, y'all not connecting
what
that
do
dot.
I'm going to tell you what he's got to do. He's 20 years old.
You studying the game.
I got a birthday, I got a mama, I'm going over her house, I'm seeing everybody, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I got a life, too, besides football.
What does that have to do with it? Washington had
two rookies on their team at that time, Chase Young and Haskins. You didn't hear none of this about Chase Young. You know what that young man did? He studied to be better.
Okay. So he did. They two different people. You just gave a quarterback. You just gave a quarterback millions of dollars, but you.
All you did was say the same thing. You got two different people there.
Some people choose to go out. Some people choose not to go out. Chase Young chose not to do that, you know? But I'm sure he's never done that. Even in college, he never done that. He wasn't that type of guy. But I guarantee you that wasn't the first time.
It's your personality. I bet you that wasn't the first time. You can go back and look. Chase Young was never a party goer. That just wasn't in his family. Never. That wasn't their M.O. They wasn't.
Hold on, because the night he was drafted, he had a party at his house. Remember the report?
Come on, that's draft night. Everybody, you just said they don't party. Come on, man.
That's like having a 4th of July cookout. It wasn't even a party. It was a get together. Okay. All right.
I was hanging out at the strip club, doing that. He wasn't ever doing that in college. I ask you this:
If we'd have gave Haskins more games, would we have lost? Would we have won our division?
No.
Let me say this.
I can't say.
You didn't have to give Haskins more games. You didn't have to give him more games. But you should have given the opportunity to stay on the team and learn how to play the game. That's all I'm saying.
The boy wanted to be gone, too.
You mean let him be there and be a distraction?
Hey, hold on. Hold on. You done stripped me bare in front of everybody? Yeah, I want to be gone. Yeah,
you
I want to be gone. I don't want to stay here. Okay.
You lost the job yourself.
How many people get benched? How many people get benched and come back and ball out?
Hey,
people get benched all the time when they're not playing right.
I can't answer.
I remember Drew Brees.
He never got a chance to come back. Once they benched him, he was done.
He was done.
Once they benched him, they never gave him a chance to come back. They
he's done. We're not giving you no second chance.
Hey, look, everything dirty that he had done on the field or every mistake, he doesn't look off the receivers. He's talking this in the locker room. All of that came out about the guy. Where did it come from? Where did it come from?
Huh? Again, where did it come from? The media.
Was it true? It don't matter how it
was Hey, obviously, maybe. Well, some people believe. Because we show talked about it on this show right here. We show talked about it on this show. So obviously, some of y'all believed it.
But bro, the news media has to report what's happening. The media has to report what's happening, man.
Well, all I'm saying is, it ain't like I just picked it out of the air. It ain't like I just picked it out of the air. It was said
but
about
But you said Redskins did it. You said Redskins.
Well, okay,
put
I'm sorry. You want me to say Washington football team. If I allow you to come into my locker room and if I tell you stuff and let you take it back out,
I'm not even going to get into Jeff Bezos.
How did they know that he's not looking off the field.
I'm not even going to go into Jeff Bezos and the fact that he had an agenda all season long. Jeff Bezos, the guy that owns the Washington Post, has been trying to buy the Washington football team for years. That's why all those stories that come out in the Washington Post. Because this man has an agenda. That is why I was telling you, 57, don't believe everything you hear.
I was about to say thank you for unmuting me after you brought up my name. You know, at least let me say something back in return. Hey, bro, look, I love all.
Thank you for staying woke during the whole show.
Hey, look, maybe the conversation was a little more boring than this one is right here. I don't know.
We was talking about Pittsburgh, but go ahead.
Marcus, hey, bro, I respect what you're saying and what Debo is saying about he should have been ready, but he wasn't ready. And he wasn't ready when he came out of college, but y'all still took him. All I'm saying is it should have been set up where this guy got an opportunity to learn first how to play the game. But y'all were desperate for a quarterback, and y'all had to throw him in there. And he never got that opportunity. And after he made the mistakes that he made, then y'all just washed your hands on him and just threw him out there and let the public, the media, or whatever, just eat him alive. And it was done with.
All right. All right, y'all. We're going to have to let that be the last comment, fellas. I can't wait for football.
I cannot wait for football.
You know, like I said on Tuesday, football is going to be something different this year, you know, and everybody, because it's going to be the closest to the norm, a sporting event that we've had from start to finish. Basketball, they were playing in a bubble, and they only allow so many fans in. Baseball, they're just getting back to allowing everybody in. Hockey, they are having their playoffs, and people are starting to come back. So, hey, we're getting back to what it's supposed to be. Go ahead, Trey.
Well, y'all know, I'm sorry. Well, y'all know here at Carol's Corner, we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. You guys go ahead and love and hug and give out the number here at Carol's Corner. We'll be back here on Thursday at 5 p.m. Don't forget, tell somebody we are here on the corner, y'all. 563-999-3782 is the number. Tell someone.
Hey, man, I love all y'all, man. Get a checkup. Like Tree said at the beginning of the show, make sure you make those doctor's appointments and get those checkups, man. We listen.
Yes.
Listen, we love talking with you all. Seriously.
Yes.
All jokes aside.
Yes.
All jokes aside. Mm-hmm. We want to continue talking to you all. So until next Tuesday. Hey.
Yeah. That's a good show.
Speak right,
all right,
but yet I know what I'm talking about.
I can't be fair.
I know you're waking for the CIA. They wouldn't have you in the bye-bye.
Why can't we be friends?